time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah District Health Department, and we're going to talk some about what is going on as far as the COVID-19 discussion, mitigation plans, but maybe what mitigation plans are, kind of give you a little bit of a run through with that, and a couple of other topics that we were going to touch on. Brady, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here, Dave.
First and foremost, we have the latest numbers that I just looked at. We say that we have 9 cases in our in the district health department. Now, the one in Moab has completely been taken care of and is better, correct?
That's correct.
And then of the 4 now in Carbon County, 2 are better.
Yes.
And the Emory County, there have been none that have made any steps, or is that kind of a misleading number there?
So people have commented on why our website has a different number than they'll see on the statewide website. That's because we are counting every individual that tested positive while they were in our area. And that, for us, includes some visitors that we helped to get through the quarantine process. On the statewide website, they no longer count those individuals if they live somewhere else. They are just basically putting those numbers to their home state. So that's why that accounts for that difference.
Okay, so if as far as the health district is concerned, if they tested positive while they were here, the health district counts them. But at the state level, if they're, say, from another state, that goes against that state's number. It doesn't count against ours. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting that.
Okay. Okay. And then of the 4 cases in Emory County, are they all still receiving treatment right now? Is that what's going on there?
No. Right now, those are individuals that are going through the process to get them back doing what they want to do. And for us, that involves identifying when that person became symptomatic, and then we need a certain number of days to pass by before they're cleared to resume their normal activities. And part of that is at least 3 days where they have no symptoms at all. And there are other ways to clear people. They might have 2 negative tests run, but the most accessible for us now, because testing, while it's a lot more available than it used to be, we still are a little bit careful about that, so we don't have the luxury of running every case we have testing them every single day. So right now it's a time limit for those individuals.
Okay, so as you said, it's now a matter of how many days they don't have symptoms, and as opposed to maybe just giving them another test and having it come back negative.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about one thing that's been in the news here locally, is mitigation plans. And there are certain businesses that are going to be allowed to reopen, but they have to they have to submit a mitigation plan. Let's let the folks know what a mitigation plan is, first and foremost.
Yeah, big fancy word for basically saying, what are you going to do to protect yourself, your staff, and the clients that come into your establishment? We made some news by asking for those from some of our establishments, but moving forward, over the next several months, really every business is going to need to have a plan to say, here's what we're doing to keep everybody safe. And that's just going to be a smart thing, not necessarily something that we make every business do, but it will be good guidance to say, we are still going to keep 6 feet between customers if they're in a line. There are certain businesses where it would be necessary for employees to wear a mask, a cloth mask or something like that, in order to protect their people coming in. How are they going to clean in between interactions with the members of the public? In most cases, they're kind of small but very important adjustments to normal practice to ensure that we're doing our best to keep a clean and socially distanced environment.
And I have noticed that just on social media, and there are certain places. Now, the places that had to have this mitigation plan were like your hair salons, correct? Tattoo parlors, gyms. Am I leaving anybody out?
We had body artists and tattoo parlors, nail salons as part of that. I'm probably leaving some out, but they're kind of these personal service industries where you're up close with the client.
Right. And so I have, as I said, I have noticed that some places have, you know, had their mitigation plans approved, and they're going to be opening within the next, you know, week or so, as far as that goes, with the mitigation plans in place. We talked a little off the air about the fact that May 4th is that next deadline, and you kind of said that you guys are going to watch really what the state does. Is that what I take from that?
So, yeah, the state has created a new COVID commission that will be putting out a lot of recommendations and guidance and sometimes orders that will be effective May 1st. Some of those may supersede what we've done, or we might adjust ours to just fall in line with that guidance or those orders. It's a new enough process. We don't exactly know yet what they'll put out and how that will affect us, but we are trying to get as much information every day as we can.
And so that will kind of defer to the state as far as going forward, what's going to happen.
There are some elements that will. Some of them may still remain under local control, but.
Okay, and then one of the last questions that I had, if you look, the department or the Division of Natural Resources put out a map of all the state parks and those things, and it seems like every area is open with the exception of Summit and Wasatch County and then the Southeast District Health Department areas as far as letting others from outside the area go to the state parks in that area. Is there going to be anything coming up on that horizon fairly soon, or is that just something that you guys are kind of watching out to see what goes on?
Yeah, we expect to, I hope to make some adjustments fairly soon to that. A lot of our original guidance was centered around the governor's directive to stay home and stay safe. And frankly, kind of took us off guard on Friday when we received the announcement that things were open again and available to the public. So haven't really had a chance yet to fully adjust to that kind of statewide different directional guidance that they've given. But it has affected our thinking and what will potentially be available to the public. That is something we are reviewing right now.
Okay, so there could be something on that front coming fairly soon.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, was there anything else that you wanted to get out there and let the public know?
I just wanted to let the public know that we are in a lot better place than we were 5 or 6 weeks ago. In terms of preparedness, at the health department, we're more prepared. Our healthcare facilities have done an amazing job, and they're more prepared for whatever they might see. And as a public, we've learned a lot. And I just want to remind people that even though we don't have a lot of cases here, we still need to take the recommendations to wash our hands, to pay attention to the distance between people. If you're a high-risk individual, you know, stay out of public places. Those are still very applicable to us. And we will see cases continue over the next several months. We know that we're not eliminating that. What we're doing is trying to create a situation where those people that need treatment will have access to that treatment from their physician or from the hospital if necessary.
All right. Brady Bradford with the Southeastern Utah Department of Health. We really appreciate you taking out the time to talk to us today and keeping us up to date on what's going on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.